A very good evening to all of you fine folk out there on GWA. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on this blustery, cold, grey, rainy evening. The perfect time to get all cuddled up and listen to a story, don't you think? Because that's what this audio is going to be today, a little different from the things I've previously uploaded. No ramble faps, no poetry, no role plays. Just me and you. And a little anecdote of what I've been up to lately. Because I wouldn't say I've been bad, but also definitely not good. And I was just bursting to tell somebody. And I thought all of you might appreciate it. So, are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then I'll begin. So what is this tale about? Well, I was recently invited on a girls-only holiday. Very stereotypical. We'll hire a house in the country. No boys. Cookie dough, manicures, rom-coms, pink pajamas. Talking about boys. Prosecco, wine, gin. Endless gin, endless fruity gin with half a hedge floating in it for some reason. And now usually, on any given day, the thought of being attacked with glitter, watching something with Vanessa Anne Hudgens in, and being forced into lilac pyjamas with rabbits on, is appalling to me. However, it's what my friends wanted to do, have a bit of 90s nostalgia with a sleepover. And I will do basically anything for my friends, so. I conceded, but only on the condition that I didn't have to wear a onesie. I've got my pride. And I could bring my own whiskey. Those two conditions were met. And it was a fabulous time. All of my friends are sweet and clever and lovely and kind and a joy to talk to. But naturally, as the evening wore on, and as always happens when people feel safe and silly and spurred on by alcohol and happy smoke, shall we say, the conversation inevitably turned to sex. Well, as we all know, I am the epitome of what it means to be a lady. And a lady doesn't kiss and tell. So I was very happy to listen to the conversation, laughing along, but not contributing so much. And naturally, this was commented on after a while. And suddenly, I found I had a pack of polka-dot pyjamaed, prettily made up, pedicured, and very polite hyenas staring at me, wheedling and needling. Oh, come on. For goodness sake, you never ever tell us anything about your experiences. You always hush up. Come on, tell us one thing, just one little thing that you like that's happened to you. Now, I have quite a high alcohol tolerance. I blame this on two things. The first being that I effectively lived in a frat house at university, so highly habituated to booze. And the second is genetics. Very heavy drinking, hardy family hailing from the coast. where alcohol is a birthright, and you only marry a woman if not only she can drink you under the table, but also can carry you home from the pub. So, can handle my drink, but even I, after several hours of drinking, mixing drinks, and with nothing to line my tummy but candy bracelets and popcorn, I got a little loose-lipped. And also, I was getting a bit sassy, and I thought, well, if you're going to pry, you better be prepared for what comes out. If you want a story, I'll give you a story. And so I told them all about my love of BDSM. Well, little eyes, seven pairs of eyes, widened to the size of saucers. And they wanted to know more. They're not naive, my friends, but we were all, I think, very much raised in this mindset of fairy tale princes and storybook romances. So their tastes are pretty conventional, and as we know, that's absolutely fine. I veered off the path somewhat, but I guess one of us had to. Their only knowledge, really, of BDSM is 50 Shades of Grey, and yikes, as we all know, that's not really a shining, stellar example of what the practice really is. Kind of like comparing a Cordon Bleu cookbook to an abracadabra takeaway menu. So I indulged them and explained things from my perspective. Told them what I like, what I don't like. But also the fact that whilst I identify predominantly as a submissive, 80-90% of my real life experience is in being on the other side, being a dominatrix. Well, again, fresh deluge of questions were asked, and eventually the topic was dropped. Carried on drinking, drinking, more drinking. And people began to totter on up to bed. Until eventually, just one girl and I were left alone. Now, I'd not really met this girl before. And I was sat on the sofa, and she was lying across me, and I was massaging her legs and her feet, and we were talking. And she very shyly told me that she's a submissive. In a relationship with a man, and they have a dom-sub dynamic. However, she had texted him earlier in the evening to ask his permission. Would it be all right if she played with somebody else over the weekend? Me, apparently. Well, I thought, how presumptuous, how forward, how assuming. But I still agreed in a heartbeat and said, yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. Ah, she was very pretty. Very, very pretty. I swing both ways. I like men. I like women. I like men that used to be women. I like women that used to be men. I like people that are transitioning between the two. I like people who identify as nothing, who identify as everything. My general way of thinking is just, if I find you attractive, and you find me attractive, that's all that really matters. And it's a curious thing. I don't have a type when it comes to men. Older than me, younger than me, tall, short, long hair, black, white, you know, Asian, Indian, any creed, any colour, head to foot in tattoos and piercings, not a one, slender, more masculine and chunky and big, doesn't matter to me at all. But women, I do have a type. I wish I didn't. But alas, the heart wants what the heart wants. And whilst I appreciate other women outside of my type are stunningly beautiful to look at, and works of art, that's sort of how I see them. Just beautiful to look at, but there's no sexual attraction. I feel there's no respectful or classy way to say this, so I do apologise. I don't mean to offend anybody. But I like blondes with big tits. How cliche, but I do, I always have. And the young lady with me was very much ticking both of those boxes. Long, honey blonde hair in a ponytail, these big Swiss blue topaz eyes, tan skin. Curvy. Gorgeous. Very sweetly as well, she had committed to the sleepover theme and was wearing the most fleecy, fluffy, neon polka-dotted PJs I've ever seen in my entire life. They were a monstrosity, but she looked very cute. And so, spent a lovely couple of hours that night just teasing the poor girl mercilessly. Touching, playing, being very mean to her, being very cruel. I just couldn't help myself. If you're going to get tears in your eyes and wriggle and squirm, blush to the roots of your hair, bury your face in your hands or in my lap, and get all cute. Whatever I'm doing, I'm going to do it all the more. It's like catnip. People should know better. But eventually, had to pack her off to bed as it was getting obscenely late and we had proper organised fun to have the next day. We had a timetable to stick to. But the next night, resumed what we were doing. And in her day-to-day relationship, she's a little, but with me, she was acting as a service submissive. Now, I've never had one of these before. My goodness, it was fantastic. If you've never had the opportunity to try it, endeavour to. It was wonderful. And the thing was, the way her face lit up when she was asked to do something. Getting drinks, getting coats, booking cabs. She looked so happy. Bless her, she was just so adorable. She was so desperate to get things right and do things quickly and to the letter, that it was having the complete opposite effect. She was being clumsy, forgetting things. She forgot half of my drink order. And I looked at the table, I looked at her, and inquired as to where it was. I have never seen dawning dread on anyone's face like it. The horror as she realised her mistake, and she did not say a word. She just sprang up from the table, nearly knocked her chair over, and ran, physically ran back to the bar. Just so hell-bent on being perfect and pleasing me. Delicious. Eventually, we got home, and she had been very shy, very compliant. Yet she absolutely insisted on coming up to my bedroom whilst I was getting undressed. And I was wearing my corset. I do not wear it very often, but I dug it out of the back of the wardrobe at home. Figured the place we were going to was a bit more glitzy, a bit more glam and dressed up. Wouldn't look out of place. Black. With these fabulous gunmetal clasps that you practically have to crowbar open. A real boned corset with the two sets of lacings at the back. Black with this iridescent fleur-de-lis pattern on it. So it shimmers in the light and looks a little bit like raven or jackdaw's wings, the way they have that kind of prismatic sheen to them. And I started undressing. I looked at her and said, "Are you just going to stand there and watch me get undressed?" And she looked me dead in the eye and just nodded, with this smirk playing around her mouth. Perhaps she was just very keen to see me getting undressed, or I thought perhaps it may be a little bit of a power trip. She's fully clothed. I'm taking everything off. If you're going to try and embarrass me, that's not the way to do it. I have no qualms taking my kit off in front of people. I've had to do it in the past for so many different things that it doesn't bother me in the slightest. I know what I look like under here. It's not half bad, I'll tell you. So very slowly, got out of all my trappings with a little bit of help. And she folded everything up very carefully and neatly put it all away for me. And we got into bed. She really liked my hands for some reason. I didn't query it with her. I didn't ask why. She just really liked massaging and kissing my hands. It's part of us that gets overlooked quite a lot, isn't it? I like going for massages, but it never occurs to me to ask to have my hands done. I have not been so relaxed in a long time. Not been called mistress in a long time either. Felt good. Like putting on coat or a piece of clothing that you'd forgotten about, that when you put it on you think, oh yes, this feels great, I look good in this. Mistress doesn't come out often, but I can sometimes feel her, almost like an image of her in the back of my mind, sitting on a bar stool with a martini, filing her nails into talons, looking at me going, come on, let me out, let me come and play, it's been a while. It is fun to let her out once in a while. Well, this audio is starting to run on a little bit. I wanted to keep it under 25 minutes. So I won't go into details about the rest of the night. But woke up in the morning. Said goodbye, went home. I have spoken to her since. Probably the part of the whole weekend that actually gave me the most satisfaction, that really gave me a lovely glow to take away, is that she said I was so good at aftercare. Meant a lot, it really did. Warmed my little heart. But apparently I am meeting up with her and her dom before Christmas, hopefully. We're going to go to a fetish club in town. Apparently they do parties and events throughout the year. We're going to go to the next one. Very excited. Really looking forward to it. What I will say is that a few days later, the proprietor of the townhouse we'd rented. Very snarkily, snippily, and bullishly demanded more money. Because apparently they couldn't get all the blood and makeup out of the sheets. Oops. Oh dear, you can't take me anywhere. Worth it. Worth paying every extra penny. Fabulous time. Well, that's about all, really. That's the end of the story. Thank you for listening. And I hope to talk to you again soon. Have a wonderful night, whatever you get up to. Ta-ta.